as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I direct your attention to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, reading verse 8. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 8. If thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. If thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. This verse is the answer given by the Lord unto the children of God, his people, in the seventh verse, which we try to speak from this morning. And he said, if thou knowest not. And why is that word if put in there? Seeming that the Lord knows that in the heart of hearts his people do really know the way. Not that he's accusing them of not speaking the truth. He would understand them and would assure them that that which they have been led, fed and taught, the way to walk in is surely correct. He would put away forever the thought that they are perhaps making a mistake. How often it is implied in the day in which we live that the sincere people of God have made such terrible mistakes that they do not understand the scripture. But nevertheless, though this seems to have been down through the ages, the Lord doth use it to this end, to make them diligent seekers of that which is right and that which is good. As we began our text this morning, tell me, O thou whom my soul lovest. Friend, if thou know not, my friend, one thing that they make known is that they love the Lord Almighty God. That is no small thing, is it, for you to know that one thing, you know the Lord, you love the Lord. Peter, in spite of all his faults and failings, he could say this, O Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Well, what is the answer then for you, Peter? Is it not, indeed, to go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock? You know, I'm sure most of you here, or the older ones anyway, you have seen paths across the pasture grounds, whether it be in the valleys or on the hillside, where cattle and sheep have followed one another. And you'll find this, that they have their own track. And so it is, isn't it, that the Lord's people, they have a track. There is a worn way in which they are walking. Yes, I have met those who are younger, who have taken it upon themselves to argue with me, and they have said this: the trouble with you, strip Baptists, you're like a lot of sheep, you all follow one another. And I've had to say to them, I don't know about all strip Baptists, but the Lord's people, they are like a lot of sheep. They do seem to follow one another. But one thing you have not discerned and do not see and do not hear, that they are listening to the shepherd's voice. So in that direction they are walking. They haven't all made a mistake, but surely they have hearkening unto the voice of Jesus. Now, my friend, remember this. The dead, they do not hear the shepherd's voice. There is indeed a clear mark, is it not? They do not hear his voice. They do not want to know it. That which rises up within them, a spirit of enmity against it. But in our verse here this afternoon, if thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way. Forth by the footsteps of the flock, friend, as endorsing, as is to say, making it clear and emphasizing that this is the right way, not the wrong way. Endorsing it, whether it's on the back or the front of it, it's the same endorsement. Yes, Jesus only. If thou knowest not, as if God Almighty is saying, ah, but yes, you do know, and you will know, and you will prove at last to be victorious through his great and his holy name. If thou knowest not, well, take on face value, it seems to say. If you don't know, then, well, just prove it to yourselves. This is the way. Yes, did not the hymn writer say, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. That is, my friends, following no other way, keeping to the right way and to the truth of the way. He said the way is straight, and he said the way is narrow. They're not the words of man, they are the words of Jesus. And who is he speaking to? Why, he's speaking to those fairest among women, or to speaking to those fair ones hearts have been made glad through the salvation of Jesus Christ. Friends, what a mercy if we stand amongst those fairest of men. If we stand amongst those who worship God and God alone. Friend, what a sweet knowledge and understanding the word shows to us that God has of us. Yes, he understands our frames and feelings. Go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. friend. We need indeed him to guide and to direct us in every situation. You say, but things have changed and things have altered from generation to generation. You can't compare one with the other. It is true, isn't it? But you know, the overriding power in every generation has been God and his word. And in that sense, nothing has changed. The Bible, the word of God to his people down through the ages, is something extraordinary and something very wonderful. It's so different to all the books and teachings of men. Scientists may pick up a book on a certain subject and say, well, that is not much use today because we have discovered so much more since then and so many different things. Therefore, that book is out of date. But when you come to the Word of God, that is so different. For the Word of God is that which is concerning the Lord's people and their salvation. And that, sure enough, right down through the ages, there's no other way to discover, and there's no other way to be taught, because, my friends, it is perfect, and it was written and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Word of God never becomes out of date. It never becomes old and archaic, as men love to address it as. Oh, God forbid that we should. But may this instruction be ours. Go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. Go thy way. The footsteps of the flock. That is the same way in which the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken to them, guided them, and directed them. Some of the footsteps of the flock are found here. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Friend, the footsteps of the flock. Can you say that your footsteps this afternoon are making track in that direction? I say, what joy from time to time there is in the discovery in the Word of God. Why, these worthies of old, they passed through these things. The worthies of old, they received the Word of God in such things. He proved to them beyond all doubt that he was able to supply their every need. Yes, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Friend, it was all sufficient and all comforting and needful for good Paul the Apostle of old. And it is exactly the same for the people of God today. Go thy way by the footsteps of the flock. The future looks black and bleak, doesn't it? We who are older often feel a deep concern for the young and rising generation, for their way will not be easy, no more than our way has been, or the way of those who have gone before us. But there is one infallible truth that will ever be maintained. God's grace has been all sufficient in every situation. Go thy way by the footsteps of the flock. The all sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times have the Lord's people down through the centuries have said, I cannot go on. I cannot continue. Gently ask and inquire why. Because of this thing and that thing. But has it happened yet? What could happen? That is our potential. But my friends, and supposing it is, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever, eternally the same. He managed it then, he managed it now, and he will manage it hereafter. Therefore, the joy and strength and encouragement concerning our younger people, God is forever the same. It's not what you will be, but what he will be in you and for you. It is indeed a mysterious thing when we find our props taken away from us. Come to that place and feel now it is all on my shoulder. This is all my responsibility. How can I manage? How can I continue? Friend, I believe I can say I have felt this greatly in one or two things in my life. But my friend, our mercy is, though we have lost those who we have felt so valuable to us, yet, my friend, God indeed has shown us this, is ever able, yea, to hear and answer our prayers as well as those we have highly esteemed. If thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. Go thy way. My friend, how often many have had to go that way? And what is that way? Is it not the path of prayer? The path of prayer. Brought down and humbled under the almighty hand of God. Lord, I haven't sufficient grace to carry on and to continue. I'm not able in and of myself to do what others have done before me. No. And the Lord knows that. But my friend, he has no intention of leaving and abandoning his people, or discarding that covenant of grace that he has made. That is, with his people, from one generation to another. A covenant. He will not break it. Friend, he'll ever be with them. He'll ever supply their need. He'll ever prevent them, my friends, from resting and relying upon their own strength and sufficiency. Go, thy go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. The signs and the evidences, yes, of the way will often be, as we have read this afternoon in the epistle to the Hebrews. And I read it to this end too, wherein it, we read, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Remember them that are in bonds. There may be those in bonds that are older than you. There may be those who are younger than you. So he says, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Also it says, whose faith follow. Whose faith follow. And what we to understand by this? First of all, pause and look at the word we have read. Go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. They're in the footsteps of faith. Faith, my friends, in believing and looking only to the Lord Jesus Christ, whose faith follow. They had no other way to walk in, no other evidences to follow than as they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, Paul says, behold what a great cloud of witness there is set round about you. The word actually gone from me, that 12th chapter of Hebrews. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Therefore, as I've tried to emphasize, that scripture is never outdated. It's just as strong and effective. Oh, I say, if thou knowest not, O thou fairest among the women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. We cannot go by the footsteps of the flock without observation, without looking, without seeing. What is a face without sight and without light? How can faith have light and sight without the Lord Jesus Christ? My friend, it cannot. No, it never can. But nevertheless, all those, as those worthies of old walked by faith, so indeed they will do now. if thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women. One of those gloomy days where we cannot see, as it were, a hand before our eyes even. And nothing seems right. Everything seems imperfect. But my friend, a mercy is. Go thy way by the footsteps of the flock. My friend, it's the Lord that looks down upon those footsteps. It is he that owns them. It is he that blesses them. It is he that recognizes them. Why, it is he that says, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Oh, how faithful, my friends, the Lord is unto the faithful. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. We cannot say we have great light upon that word of and feed thy kids, only as being thy those things which are thy responsibility. It speaks with regards to animals, not humans. We detest that slang, don't we? But nevertheless, he says, feed thy kids those things which are responsibility unto thee. My friend, adequate provision here is made for all thy cares and all thy concerns. Friend, the Lord does not let these things come between him and his people. He doesn't say, I don't mind putting up with you, but I can't bear all these added things. Oh, friend, no, he doesn't talk like that at all, but rather cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall hear thee. Yes, and thou shalt glorify me. Friends, oh, thou hast inquired the way, and he will guide and direct his people in the way. My friend, there's no such thing as flyovers and bypasses in God's direction. No. He's, I will go before thee, and I will make rough places plain and crooked paths straight. He said, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Who art thou, O great mountain? You who would oppose Almighty God and prevent and pervert God's elect, if it were possible. Thou shalt not do this. Thou art unable to. I'll make it to become a plain. Had he not God raised up Zerubbabel for a purpose, and how many challenges he would have? I say it would be exactly the same today, would it not? But my friend, God's purposes and what he decreed did surely come to pass. And it will surely come to pass in the day and age in which we live in. But friend, remember this. And they brought forth the headstone. It was brought forth with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. God's divine favour be upon it. And I say, what is your desire and aspiration for the year 2002? Can you say this? Oh Lord, bring forth the headstone. Oh, that thou wilt cry grace, grace unto it. Oh, that we might truly say, praise and honour and glory be unto thy great and holy name, if thou know not. Oh, thou fairest among women. And there may be some soul here this afternoon, and saying with yet all that you have been speaking of, I still know not. Oh, and are still saying, tell me, O thou whom my soul lovest, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest. I say, go on in that pathway. Go on. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. He said, but how must I appear before the eyes of a glorious and wondrous God? Why, he goes on in these following verses to tell and to describe how you appear in his sight. It is why I have compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. Now, Pharaoh's chariots, they were indeed the Egyptians were proud of them, and they liked to see them just so. They was a goodly sight. There was something to be looked upon. Do we not remember in the days of horses that a well turned out team, they were strong and they were well fed, they were compared one to another as very comparable and even. Say, well, they looked a beautiful team. My friend, so God says, I look upon thee, not out of place among my people, but surely as in place and most fitting with my people. I compare thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots, all that they should be. My friend, but with regards to his people, they're all that they should be, as by his grace, as being guided and directed by him alone. The Apostle Paul could say this, I am what I am by the grace of God. And friend, I believe it to be so of you. You can say, I am what I am by the grace of God. If it were otherwise, I would not be here. If it were otherwise, I'd be doing my own thing. I'd be on the pathway to ruin. I'd be on the pathway to hell, if not in hell itself. He said, thy cheeks are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. And so he set his forth the beauty of the Church of Christ in his own eyes, because they are what they are by his grace. He has made them so. And I believe if we are right before God, we'll never see our salvation beyond that. I am what I am by the grace of God, proving that you have walked by the footsteps of the flock. It's neither of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but rather of God that showeth mercy. Mercy. I say, oh, how merciful the Lord is. And how Solomon love to speak of God's mercy, of his glory, of his wondrous faithfulness unto his people down through the ages. May it be that God in his mercy may speak to us and say, "Thou art all fair, my love. Thou hast dove's eyes." Meaning this, as a dove, they pair for life, don't they? They have not eyes for another hen or another cock, have they? Only eyes for one another. So God recognizes this, that his people have eyes for him and him alone. Dost thou bear that mark and that point of encouragement to Jesus, the only wise, to Jesus, the friend of sinners, to Jesus, he who loved us first, will love us unto the end? Yes, great mercy, friend. If thou knowest not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way and learn. Why? By going forth by the footsteps of the flock. Friend, there's something very sweet in which the Lord teaches us to learn that which comes from him and him alone. You cannot exchange it. You will not discard it. You say, "Why, I learnt this by terrible things in righteousness. I learnt this as travelling by the footsteps of the flock." Yea, that God is faithful, that he should be passed by and saw me in my blood and said, "Live." My friend, it was his doings. And that salvation is of Christ from the beginning until the end. Amen.